Smoothing fluctuations in supply and demand. Here are some ways to help smooth out supply and demand fluctuations. Geographical specialization. Decoupling supply and demand. Accommodating seasonal fluctuations in supply and demand. Geographical specialization. Geographical specialization is both a problem and an opportunity for inventory management. Geographical specialization can result in more variations in supply or demand, more product or service varieties, which in turn can increase the risk of inventory shortages. However, when there are multiple locations in the network for storing inventory, this creates an opportunity to specialize in what types and quantities of inventory should be held where to better meet regional variations in demand. Automotive manufacturers hold more bumpers in cold weather regions where crashes are more likely. In an urban setting where storage space may be limited in small apartments, inventory of large economy-sized goods may be lower than it is in suburban areas. Decoupling supply and demand. Decoupling is a way of managing inventory levels at each stage of the logistics process in an effort to create efficiency in manufacturing or transformation processes. Each process can operate at its most efficient speed without needing to be constrained by the slowest process overall. Decoupling also ensures that each stage has a sufficient buffer of inventory needed to proceed without interruption in service, but without incurring the costs associated with producing excess inventory that exceeds demand overall. For example, a manufacturer of floatplanes produces the fuselages in one process and the pontoons in another. Assembly occurs in a third process, and in a final process, the planes are finished. Interiors and instrumentation are installed to specific customer orders. Because of economies in ordering materials, different production rates, and customer demand, the levels of inventory are managed separately at each point. Downstream inventory is maintained at a low level and is responsive to customer demand. Exhibit 5-7 illustrates the points of decoupling in this process. Exhibit 5-7, decoupling. This example also illustrates the principle of postponement. By breaking up the production process, manufacturers can delay costs associated with adding value to materials and accumulating inventory and can increase flexibility in customizing product to serve customers' unique needs. Seasonal fluctuations in supply and demand. In some businesses, supply and demand patterns differ. The issue is clear in businesses with seasonal demand or supply. For example, the apple harvesting season is only a few months long, but the demand for apples is year-round. Fruit distributors accept higher inventory during harvest and the costs of storing the fruit to meet later demand. In some businesses, transportation may be more costly or dangerous during certain times of the year, so raw materials will be stockpiled during these periods to meet production demands in the future. Seasonal storage requirements can be quite high compared to off-season storage requirements, so flexible storage solutions may be needed to avoid having to pay for maximum need storage requirements year-round. For example, in the run-up to Easter, a chocolate manufacturer may move from storage of around 4,000 pallets of finished goods for most of the year up to 10,000 pallets just before the holiday, and then fall to only around 500 pallets just afterward. Online order fulfillment centers have many products with distinct seasonality. While the low inventory of off-season products can create room for the high inventory for an upcoming season, if one season has bulkier products than others, for example grills, this may reduce the benefits of multi-season diversification.